Ahmed Salcido. I'm born in Modesto, but I come from an Arab dad and a Mexican mother. I found out I was HIV positive September 28, 2007. The first person I told I was positive was my best friend, Ramsey, who lives in San Francisco and who is the one that, you know, extended his hand to me and said, look, I live in San Francisco. San Francisco has these great agencies, has this great program for gay and HIV-positive people. So you're more than welcome to come over.
So it turned out well. He was the right person. You picked the right person.
Exactly. I've known my friend for 5 years. And I told my friend, you're like my little angel, you know. I believe in Islam, we believe that, you know, if you're a true Muslim, you know, God takes care of your problems before they come to you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's funny because, you know, I know him for 5 years, and it's like, okay, when I met you for a reason, because God knew what was going to happen. So then he put you there as my little angel, you know. I think when you're positive and you're like, okay, I need support, I feel lonely, because that happened to me. When I tested HIV positive, I felt lonely and deserted, you know. I felt like really bad inside, and there was this pain that wouldn't go away. It was this permanent pain, you know, in my heart that was like making me so sad, making me so depressed. Within the same week of me being diagnosed, I was like, okay, I need to tell someone. I cannot handle this on my own. If you have a true friend, I think your mind, your instinct will tell you, you know, I strongly believe that this is the right person that I can talk to. Once that instinct tells you, okay, this is the guy you should talk to, you know, and then you analyze. I'm like, okay, what are the negatives and positive, you know, results of me disclosing to my friend Ramsey? And I thought about it. So there was no negative outcomes if I was to tell my friend Ramsey. Because through all the 5 years that I've known him, he's been an excellent friend. And so automatically, when I thought about telling someone because I needed someone's support, he was the first person that popped into my head. And yep, I only had positive outcomes, you know, by telling him. When I analyzed the situation, I had more positive outcomes than negative outcomes. So then that's pretty much how I did it.